From WBEZ Chicago, I am Greta Johnson, and this is Nerdette's Finest. Nerdette is almost exactly 5 years old, so we are celebrating by bringing you snippets of our favorite interviews. Why, do you ask, are we doing this? Well, we figured as we reflect on 5 years of Nerdette, we want to ask you to also help support the future of Nerdette. Because Nerdette has been a part of your life for maybe all of these 5 years, or maybe you just started listening. Regardless, here's the deal. This is listener-supported, which means we are asking you to help support us. We want to dive right into the good stuff. We have a special episode today. We are bringing you part of our interview with Tom Hanks. Yes, the Tom Hanks. So yeah, I'm going to tell you all about the fun gifts we have later. And let me tell you, we do have some super fun gifts. But if you can't wait, that is totally cool. You can go to our website right this second. It is wbez.org/nerdalert. Okay. So we talked to Tom Hanks in January of 2017. He was guest hosting Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR news show that just happens to be produced here in Chicago as well. So what we did was we put Trisha's vintage Underwood Champion typewriter in a recording studio and just like lured Tom Hanks toward us. We had a whole long list of typewriter related questions, but it turns out we didn't even have to ask more than like three of them because he was so excited about typewriters. This is what we got.
So I love them. Look at this thing.
Have you changed the ribbon recently?
I have not. Can you tell that I need to?
No, you know, you don't really need to because, are you rolling? Do you want to get this stuff
rolling.
Right away?
Oh, we're getting it.
Oh, fantastic.
Have you explored this typewriter?
Not as much as you have right now.
I'm going to say that this typewriter was made sometime in the 1930s.
I think it's a 39. Yeah.
Okay, 39, so pre-war. Okay, so here's the first test of any typewriter you might purchase.
All right.
Typewriter that is old. Let's listen for it, shall we? Hear that?
Got a little ding.
Now, that's not a very loud ding, but it is there. And the truth is, you don't need to have a big ding.
Okay, I feel like we should jump in here and let our listeners know that by this point, we had not even asked Tom Hanks a question.
Not a single question. He just saw my typewriter and got so excited, telling me about all the buttons and the levers, and he went on and on and on.
The 1938 machine is, for a long time, almost all typewriters had these relatively small, round keys.
This odd, mysterious silver button here on the side looks like it has no use whatsoever.
You'd be amazed at how much your ear seeks that ding. And the fact is, the ding goes off before you actually stop.
Okay, Tom, so why typewriters? How did this obsession start?
Well, it started with a free typewriter. And there was one class in high school that my father insisted I take, which was typing. I don't think my dad was sure where my high school actually was in the city, but he did say, you're going to take typing because that's a skill you'll remember, you'll use for the rest of your life.
He was right.
And he was absolutely right. I took a semester of typing. But I did not have a typewriter, and when my friend DJ gave me his typewriter, well, then there it was. And I pounded that thing for the better part of, well, I guess, you know, 5 years. And what I did not realize is that he had given me a really junky, worthless 1970s-era machine, and I found this out when I took it to get serviced in Cleveland, Ohio. And I walked into a business machine store, and there was an old fellow, I'm going to say he was German or Slavic or Polish. He had a bit of an accent. And he said, how can I help you, young man? And I said, well, I'd like to get my typewriter serviced. It's, you know, it's got problems with it. And he said, young man, I will not touch this.
Oh.
And I ended up walking out of his store with a Hermes 2000, which he sold me for $45. And what they are self-contained printing presses with which you can change the world. And the permanence of a typewritten letter that means that – I've said this many times before and I've written about it – is that understand that a good piece of paper has a rag content to it. This is not a good piece of paper. This is just printer paper.
Well, come on, man.
Well, no, I'm not – I know you're on a budget here at WEB-BBZBD. But what happens is there is ink on the ribbon. There is a mold on the hammer that is the key. And when you press that hammer onto the ribbon. The letter is stamped not onto the paper, but into the actual fibers of the paper. It's almost like paint on a canvas. And so, therefore, it will last for 1,000 years. And depending on the machine and the font and the pressure of your fingers and your style of typing, it will be almost as recognizable as your fingerprints, as your penmanship. And I think they're beautiful objects, and there's no reason that you shouldn't be using them all the time. Now, Trish, where do you keep this typewriter?
I keep it in its container, the box that's its carrying case, so I don't want dust getting all in it. And so I keep it closed up most of the time.
Strike one. Where do you keep it?
Right in my living room.
Where in your living room?
On a shelf.
On a shelf. Okay, I'm going to take that strike away.
Oh, good.
Okay. Because that's good. Because what you do not want, this must be in eye shot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you honestly should do is keep your typewriter out. If you use it every day, then you have to just come home and say you're going to write a note to your lover, a shopping list, a memo to yourself,
mm-hmm.
the first few stanzas of an epic poem that will win you the Nobel Prize.
Yes.
You might have that idea in the time that you bend down below your TV, pull out the case, put on the open it up, figure out, and pull it out of its case. That inspiration may have been lost to you. And then what you have there is essentially a word processing machine that you can use every day, that you will never lose the data, and can never be hacked by the forces of evil.
Ayo.
This keyboard right here, which does not have that many keys, as it is all you need to recreate everything from Ulysses to the screenplay of The Matrix. You can do it all right here on this little 1938 keyboard that, I mean, hold on. I'm going to drop this thing on the desk.
Are you really?
Listen to this. I'm only raising it up about 3 inches.
That's heavy.
Now, hear that thing. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, if you did that with your laptop, you might be taking it to the shop for it to be repaired. This thing is bulletproof, nigh on indestructible. In fact, if you wanted to murder somebody, you would tape this to their hands and throw them into the pool.
Don't give her any
ideas. They would rest down the bottom. They'd never be get it. This thing will drown you. But look at that bad boy. This is a gorgeous, gorgeous machine.
We suspected you might be a fan.
Now, here's the thing. The first machine that actually resembles what we type on today was presented by and manufactured by the Remington Company. Any ideas why?
No, what were they doing? Usually
what they were trying
technology
to
is based on a war problem of some sort.
You're halfway there. Remington made their fortunes by building weapons during the Civil War.
After
the Civil War, what are they going to do with those steel foundries and those guys? They began to say, well, maybe we can take our metal knowledge and turn them into this new thing. And they made typewriters. So there's a biblical, swords out of plowshares there. The pen is mightier than the sword. Well, the typewriter is mightier than the musket. So there's that element of it, too.
That's
so
beautiful.
That's just another little walk through. But this,
thing.
I'm going to tell you right now, if this Underwood Champion that I'm looking at right now was the only typewriter I could have, I would be completely satisfied. Because this, I'm going to tell you right now, your great-great-grandchildren will type on this machine.
Mm-hmm.
So start typing them letters right now, throw them in a shoebox, and hand it over when the time comes. It's a great machine. Oh, one question.
Sure. I think we're going to get yelled at very soon.
Oh, who cares? They work for me.
Tom Hanks, thank you so much for coming on Nerdette.
I love talking about typewriters.
Yeah, we can tell. That's awesome.
Lovely talking to you.
I have to say, interviewing Tom Hanks is kind of like one of those things where, like, it could have just been a dream. Like, I can't actually be sure that really happened in real life. So it's really helpful to have audio proof that, in fact, I did get to talk to Tom Hanks about one of his favorite things, which just happens to be typewriters. This is one of those episodes that is so much about curiosity and excitement around discovery. I love the idea that you as a listener tune into Nerdette and, like, you kind of have no idea what might be on this week's show, because this week we're going to talk all about typewriters. We're probably not going to do that next week, but you never know. I guess if Tom Hanks wants to come back and talk more about typewriters, I imagine we wouldn't say no to him. But just think about all the different stuff that you have maybe learned about or gotten to know more about in a really fun and exciting and surprising way on Nerdette. That is what we are asking you to help support today. Nerdette is made at WBEZ, which is a nonprofit public media station. We rely so much on donations from listeners just like you. And that is why we are gently reminding you today to maybe help support this thing that you listen to and love. And we have a lot of really good incentives to do that in case you don't just feel altruistic. And if I haven't done enough of a good job of convincing you, that's totally cool because we've got some really good like buttons and mugs and notebooks and this super amazing sweatband too. So go check it out at wbez.org/nerdalert. And while you peruse our thank you gifts, listen to what some other Nerdette listeners have had to say about the show.
Hello, Greta and Tricia. This is Marcella calling from Mexico City.
Hey, Greta and Trisha. Amanda from Chicago.
I've been a listener of Nerdette for, well, I think a few years now.
I love your podcast, guys. And actually, that's probably one of my biggest things about recharging my batteries. I listen to you guys.
It's not also one of my favorite podcasts, but in general, one of my favorite experiences in listening to any kind of journalism online.
So keep up the great work. Love hearing about nerdy stuff.
Thanks so much. Love the podcast, you guys.
Love the show.
See you later. Bye.
That like actually chokes me up a little. It's really sweet. So there is a link to our fundraiser in the episode description, or you can just tap with your little fingers, wbez.org/nerdalert. Thanks, guys. That was really cute.